Welcome back in, everybody, to the second hour of Penguin Playbook, brought to you by Southwoods Health. At Southwoods, it's not just about the treatment, but how you're treated. Southwoods is proud to be locally owned and operated by the Moransky family and area physicians. Good to be back at our home, Quaker Steak and Lube. We'll begin the first half of the season at the Boardman location, second half over in Austintown. Bob Hannon, along with the head coach of the Penguins, Doug Phillips. Good to have our he's steady as they can be, our engineer, Mike Ordo. He's been with us since 1997. The format tonight, first half hour or so, I'll talk with the head coach, Doug Phillips. Then we'll have two of our veteran players with us tonight, wide receiver Max Tomczak, linebacker Preston Zandier, and then I'll finish things up with my broadcast partner, Steve Leslie. Coach, it seems like we wait forever, and then you blink and it's here. Yeah. Camp, you went through some heat. Now we've got some good football weather. Just an overall assessment of your camp and where your football team is we're just a couple days away from Mercyhurst on Thursday night.
Well, you focus on the standards and, you know, the effort, the attitude during camp was great. The competitiveness, you know, we always say iron sharpens iron. So our D-line getting our offensive line ready, our offensive line getting our defensive line ready, and each and every day those guys coming out and talking about the grit, you know, the mental toughness it takes to play a 12-game schedule, the highs and lows of a football game. And, you know, we've stressed that since January in the weight room to spring ball to camp and understanding, you know, probably the one thing, you know, we talk about complementary football, but really defining what complementary football looks like. And, you know, we've been trying to do that each and every day we take the practice field.
A year ago at this time, we were getting ready for a season, and just call it like it is, we were decimated defensively with portal transfers. We lost so many guys to the portal. Tough to rebound, it felt like, throughout the course of the season defensively. In an era where guys are leaving and coming, this offseason, 180-degree opposite, right? I mean, we kept our team intact, which is sort of unheard of. So you're coming off a year where it didn't meet expectations. We go 4-8, yet you're able to keep everybody. How are you able to do that?
I think the guys that are in their fourth, fifth year, guys like Max, guys like Preston, guys like Shane Keenan, Des Lee, you know, Mike Wells, Bo Brungard. You know, we got a lot of fourth-year guys. They came in a class together. And these guys had opportunities to go other places, but I think they wanted to prove something. You know, they were part of the playoffs. They were part of that 4-8 season that was disappointment and wanted to come back and really represent Youngstown and Youngstown State University. And, you know, we're learning. I think, you know, the portal, it's constantly learning. And the one thing I've learned, you know, probably 2 years ago when it affected us, that you just got to go recruit 25 freshmen every year. That's the one thing we really have learned. And these guys will tell you, we got 29 freshmen on the roster right now. And you got to do that every year. And we are a development program. I mean, when you talk to Preston, he is a wide receiver free safety in high school. Max, you know, we know Max's story as a walk-on wide receiver. Shoot, Valpo didn't want you, huh, Max? you know, and you know, we get those guys, and guess what? They become great football players, and we got to keep living off of that, getting guys in here that we believe fit what we can win in our league and develop them, and then we got to retain them. And I'm proud that these guys are Penguins, and they're our older guys. They're our fifth-year guys.
That's right.
Our fifth year.
You know, Coach, we were talking with head coach Doug Phillips. Penguins open Thursday night against Mercyhurst. We'll kick it off 6 o'clock. Hope to see you at Stambaugh Stadium. Looking great. Looking low 70s. Great football weather. We want to see you out there on Thursday night. Sometimes you could say, well, guys didn't leave because they didn't have options. We know they did. I mean, there were guys, and one of them in this room, probably two of them, that had opportunities to go to the Big Ten. Des Lee, who's a rock, our left tackle, as good as it gets in FCS football, had opportunities, but they decided to stay, and I think that's a compliment to you and the program and what you're building. One of the big changes before we get into the talent, Mike Yurcich comes in as offensive coordinator. Mike comes in, he's been at Oklahoma State, he worked with Justin Fields at Ohio State, he's been at Penn State. What has Mike brought to the program offensively, and will it look different for the fans?
Yeah, it will. And we've thrown a lot at our young men in the course of spring and summer because we want to see what makes us click to be able to score a lot of points. And so we threw a lot at them. I think this week they saw that it's getting scaled back a little bit because we kind of know the strengths of the young men that we have on our team. But I think the experience, the leadership, you know, when you're an offensive coordinator that long at those programs, 6 years at Oklahoma, you know, 1 year at Texas, Ohio State, 3 years at Penn State, you know, they come with a plan. And, you know, the one thing I see is, you know, we'll be good problem solvers because in a game, you don't know. I can't tell you what Mercy Hurst is going to show. You know, they have 56 new players. You know, are they going to play three down? Are they going to play four down? Are they going to play man? Are they going to play zone? Are they going to drop eight? So guess what? You get into a game, you got to figure that stuff out. You better have a plan on how to attack that. And, you know, the same thing defensively. We do know, though, you know, I don't know Coach Remedio. He's been there for a while. He was in that, you know, when they moved from Division II up to FCS, just like Youngstown did in the early 80s. I don't know him, but I do know their offensive coordinator. You know, talked to him several times, and he's very bright, very good. Their offense was the top in the NEC with Duquesne and, and those teams in passing. So they have players.
Coach, so mentioned, you know, the change with offensive coordinator. So Bo Brungard comes in, tough act to follow, Mitch Davidson, who put up some big numbers. Bo, I thought, had a good, solid campaign a year ago. Will we see – what's the progression? What do you hope to see this year out of Brungard, not only in his second year, but with a new offensive coordinator working closely with him?
I think in the preparation, I think when you go through the quarterbacks, I know everyone looks at stats. Their only stat they care about is did you win the football game? And how can you win? And, you know, minimizing mistakes. And mistakes are going to happen. If you don't want to throw an interception, just run the ball 50 times a game and you'll never throw an interception. But you got to take chances downfield. And trust me, we're going to take chances downfield. That's, you know, that's Coach Yursich. And, you know, mistakes are going to happen. But, you know, what we try to tell our defense, when a mistake happens, how do we respond? Well, guess what? Go out and get a three and out. Go get the ball back to us. You know, but I think the number one thing for Bo is to be able to, you know, I think ball security is number one in our offensive goals to take care of the football and don't force things. You know, Bo can do a lot with his arm, but he can also do a lot with his feet, and I think you'll see that.
You mentioned explosive plays, big plays downfield. Maybe not so much the past couple years, but I know your first couple years here, we talked about this. Felt like we had to go 15 plays, 80 yards to score, which is hard to do, especially if you get a penalty or you get a sack or something behind the line. You think now this year we're going to see some big shots downfield and make some big plays?
I believe we will. You know, you first got to stop the run, and I feel we got a lot of running backs. I think our guys could tell you. We got a lot of guys that can run the football, and we got an offensive line we got to lean on. You know, especially in tough times, you know, if things aren't going right, we got to lean on that offensive line to open some holes. And when you do that, guess what? They creep down more and more.
Right. Yep.
They bring down safeties. Okay, do we spy the quarterback? Do we spend a guy just to be watching in case he breaks out the run? And anytime you do those type of things, you know, it can open vertical seams. And you got to take advantage of it. It's one thing. It's about timing. You know, a lot of it is, okay, you throw the ball deep and you see it about an inch off the fingertips of a wide receiver. And that's timing. That's getting the quarterbacks to know the receiver knowing the quarterbacks, the routes. You know, I think Max and Bo have that because they played a long time together. And same with Luke Hensley. But we got a lot of new receivers, too. And that's what we're trying to do is get them on the same page so when there's a receiver open and he's making that break, that we can send the ball 40, 50 yards downfield and make a play. And those big plays turn into touchdowns. Yep. I still remember the touchdown drive, Ohio State. You're not going to drive running the football. You need a big play, and I think Max had the fade route against Ohio State that resulted in a touchdown. Big plays turn into touchdowns, and we got to have a lot of explosive plays in this offense.
Coach, we'll talk about running backs and receivers in a minute, but I thought some of the best competition, and I know not both backup quarterbacks were healthy this summer, At some point, you might need a backup quarterback. Guys get dinged. Bo likes to run the football. Seemed like there was good competition there. Where are you with your backups?
They're battling. Mm-hmm. They really are. And, you know, we're waiting for that one to step up, you know. Right now, it's a battle, Devin Sherwood and Colin Siebert. And, you know, Malachi is right there just learning. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much a quarterback needs to know. And when you got two young ones and, you know, Devin's only been with us since June. They have the talent, but, God, there's protection, there's coverages, there's learning a whole new language, whole new language. You know, when I say language, the vocabulary, the formations, you know, the quarterback talking to the offensive coordinator. But we've made huge progress in the last 2 weeks, and, you know, our job is to make sure that we get depth there and the guy that can go in and help us win football games.
Sherwood, local guy, played at Austin Town Fitch High School, went on to Virginia, correct?
Yes.
And then Fairmont State, am I right?
Fairmont, and then went to junior college, and we're fortunate enough to get him here in June.
Is there a number two now? Who would be your number
no,
two?
No, I think right now there's a battle. Every day, mm-hmm. every day. And it's about the one that understands it most. And, you know, the game of football, it's almost like a defensive player. And Preston can attest to this. He had to learn to play linebacker. And guess what? It's not an easy position to learn. If you're a half second behind, that's a big deal. And you see that. And at the quarterback position, if your mind is one half second behind, that's throwing the ball too late. That's not making the right call. So, again, the game slows down the more you watch film, the more you play, the more reps that you get. And so we're trying to give all these guys reps. We got young linebackers, and guess what? It hasn't slowed down. They're going to be great football players for us. Not yet, right. But they will. The game just hasn't slowed down for it yet.
With the head coach of the Penguins, Doug Phillips, Thursday night, open the season, 12-game schedule, open with Mercyhurst. A lot of depth at tailback. I mean, let's start with Ethan Wright. He's a veteran, but he's going to be out probably till the start of league play. You know, he came here from a Cincinnati transfer, so we'll talk about him as we get closer to the season. Ethan, we do expect him, though, to be back for league play, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And sooner.
Good, good. All right, so in your depth chart, you have Tahir Mills, senior running back, Jaden Gilbert, sophomore, Antoine Gardner from Niles. You could go much deeper than that. I thought in the scrimmages and the practices I saw, it was hard to distinguish among five or six running backs. Where do you see it?
Yeah, they're all different.
Yeah.
You know, we got a couple 220-pounders that can, you know, run downhill. You know, we got a slasher and Watley. You know, Jaden Gilbert has the speed that, you know, if you miss a beat on him, you know, he'll get by you real quick. So for us, it's kind of exciting. Those guys know they're pros. When I say pros, mm-hmm. shoot, our scout, they go and take reps at scout team offense, so our defense gets to see them each and every day. They take turns who goes and runs scout team. And not only are those guys doing a great job, but shoot, we got a freshman, Donald Barksdale. He's pretty good too. So, again, I feel really good there. And as a running back goes, it's about ball security. It's about the one that can get hot, the one that can pick up the yardage. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be interesting seeing as the games go on, you know, who rises up, but I'm excited about all of them.
So early in these games before conference, you just feel we're going to have competition and whoever emerges, because it's hard as you get into league play to get four, five, six guys
in
football.
You
right?
play with one football. I wish you played with three. We'd play with all of them. But, you know, and there's sets you can do. You know, when you have a lot, you're heavy in one position, you know, there's different things you can do. You can play with a two running back set. Shoot, if we need to put three running backs on the field, we'll put three running backs on the field. But, you know, personnel and who you play with, you're playing with three receivers, you're playing with two tight ends at a time, you're playing. So, again, that makes it fun, that makes it challenging, and, you know, how can you marry all that together? But I know one thing, all of them are on our special teams. And I told the kids today, you know, why do we say special teams wins championships? Because it's a marriage of offense and defense that come together to be on a unit. You know, you got your defense, You got your offense, but when you have a special team unit, it's a mixture of offensive and defensive players. And to have kids that are unselfish that say, you know what, I want to be on kickoff, I'm going to run down, and you'll see a lot of those running backs on all those units.
You start a wide receiver, you need to begin with the guy that's here tonight, Max Tomczak. What a good story. He walks on, comes out of the state, you know, of Illinois. He was all-conference last year. So a guy that walked on, earned a scholarship. I mean, he will lead the way, a wide receiver. I mean, what a great story he's been, hasn't he?
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, you look at COVID, and, you know, sometimes his senior year didn't go quite as what he wanted, you know, with shutdowns in Chicago, you know, coming from Chicago, didn't get to play much football, so recruiting was out of the question. I don't even think he could have visited us at that time. I think he made the drive just because he has an uncle that's close to our program and checked out the university. But how fortunate. You know, when the NCAA said we're going to put limits of 105, you know, you heard all that talk, and eventually we'll get to that, but they put it kind of, you know, they're going to ease it in. But I don't know if we had that rule back then, if Max Tom, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a lot of, I mean, when I look at our walk-ons who have earned scholarships, you're talking about a guy that has over 2,000 yards receiving in our program. You got Luke Hensley, another wide receiver. You got Van Keen, our starting center. We got a lot of walk-ons. We're proud of that. We got about 25 walk-ons that have earned scholarships and has helped us. So, you know, for me, I think Max leads that. You know, he plays with a chip on his shoulder, I think, each and every game. He prepares like a pro. His work ethic on and off the field, you know, he eats, sleeps football.
Coach, we're going to have to get him some help out there. R.K. Dandridge, sophomore from Homestead, Florida. Luke Hensley, you mentioned, a senior, hurt by an injury early last year. He's now healthy. But, again, depth at wide receiver, I think you have it there as well. I see Flash Wilson and Fresh Walters. So the guy that stood
Fresh
out.
Fresh and Flash.
Fresh and Flash, okay. So, but the guy that I want to ask you about, when I was there, he seemed to burst onto the scene. It was Flash Wilson. Where's number one? From Farrell, Pennsylvania. Started at Slippery Rock. Transfers into the program. Seems like he can do a lot of things. Maybe will he return kicks or punts? Can you handle the football?
Yeah, he can do all those things.
Yeah, he's dynamic.
And will. Yeah. You know, he's one, again, you play with one football, but he needs to get touches. You know, he can be a guy that can create explosives. I think our guys will say that. So you got to find ways to get him the football. And he's a tremendous player, will be a tremendous player, and he gets to play with Max this year and, you know, see how Max's preparation and all that works. But, no, we're excited about, and, you know, one thing Flash was like, Coach, I came to your camps, and, you know, sometimes, you know, he went to Slippery Rock, had a great 2 years there, and sometimes we get him the next time around, and I'm certainly glad we got him.
You know, he comes from Slippery Rock, an elite Division II program, also from Farrell High School that's had a tradition of winning. So it's good to get him in here as well. And, you know, you've got depth. Luke Hensley, I mean, he's back. He's a senior. Feels like he's another one of those guys. Been here a long, long time. Yep. And healthy now, right?
Yeah. Luke's been healthy. Last year had a freak accident and kind of sidelined him for about 5 weeks, 6 weeks. So he's back at full strength. And, you know, he's reliable. He's made some big catches for us. And Michael Solomon, too, another young man that transferred in from Slippery Rock. And, you know, Mike got here in June, so he's still learning the system, learning how things go at Youngstown State. But you're going to see a lot of him, too.
If you follow the Missouri Valley Conference, you know we have a lot of guys in the NFL and a lot of linemen. Mason McCormick from South Dakota State starts for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's a myriad of offensive linemen. I don't think in the country I would take a left tackle over our left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Desley anchors that left side. Just his size alone when you look at him, 6'7", 325 junior, very quiet, very unassuming, and another guy that could easily be playing somewhere else but decided to stay. Talk about his presence on the O-line.
You know, he is a quiet giant. I mean, he don't say much, but he prepares. And, you know, we tell people this all the time, and these guys will tell you, Max, we've had NFL scouts here every day. You know, they're here today. There's three of them there the other day. And they're looking at guys. You know, they're looking at Max. They're looking at Dez. And you know, we don't know what Dez's ceiling is. Mm-hmm. You know, playing only 8 high school games, only playing high school football his senior year, you know, his ceiling keeps growing and keeps getting more and more as he plays. And so I'm excited to see. And, you know, what we want him to be is the best offensive lineman in the Missouri Valley. And now just getting him to understand the pad level and the tenacity it takes to be that number one lineman. Because if you're the number one lineman in our offense, in our league,
you're really good.
You're going
you're
places.
Probably
you're probably
in
drafted
NFL.
In the first, second round.
Coach, wrapping up on the O-line, you have experience across the board. Shane Keenan back on the O-line. Joey Safair is going to get an opportunity out of Boardman High School at right guard. Van Keen, as you mentioned, a sophomore. Isaac Perkins, your tight ends, Colt Seacrest, Austin Bray have experience. I mean, across the board, is that the strength coming into the season?
Yeah, the experience probably on the offensive side. You know, those guys have played a lot of football for us. It's when I say there's a tight-knit class, it's that. You know, plus you throw in a Preston on defense, mm-hmm. and like I said, a Mike Wells, a Makai Shahid. You know, those guys have been here a couple years, and I think they're close. You know, we always say you got to win in the locker room before you win on the field, and, you know, I'm proud of our locker room. You got to have a championship-level locker room. You know, if you want to be a championship team, and we've worked hard to make sure if we bring guys in the program, it's got to match up with the guys we have.
Let's take our first break. We're live at Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman. Great turnout of Penguin fans tonight. Thank you for all coming out tonight, and hopefully you'll be here every Monday night back with more. And the head coach of the Penguins, Doug Phillips, after this on 1390. Welcome back in. Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman, Penguin Playbook, talking YSU football. You can still get your season tickets. They are just $110. Come early to tailgate with your friends and family. Tailgate parking pass as well is just $200. All you need to do is stop in the athletic ticket office inside Stambaugh Stadium Monday through Friday. They're open 9 to 5, or you can call 330-941-1YSU. Get your seats. More information, go to YSUsports.com. Season begins Thursday night. Again, a 6 o'clock kickoff against Mercyhurst. And looking forward to it here with the head coach of the Penguins, Doug Phillips. We've been talking offense. Let's shift to defense, coach. And John Hanline back as your defensive coordinator. Thoughts about your defense this camp?
Excited. You know, even probably the last scrimmage, you know, they beat our offense, you know, pretty good. And I think, you know, some guys have matured and not, when I say matured, learned to play the game. You know, football IQ, and, you know, we got speed, we got athleticism. I see safeties that are coming downhill. Defensive line, we knew after spring ball, we knew we had to go get some size up front, you know, so we went and, you know, tried to find about 1,000 pounds of defensive linemen, and we're able to do that. That helps the linebackers. I'm sure Preston enjoys having a 330-pound defensive tackle in front of him. So, you know, the guys like Cam Cunningham that we went out and got, and Thomas Jolly, you know, Colin Vaughn from Utah State, and, you know, then you throw in the young guys that we recruited. You know, I'm still, you know, we're still developing a Connor Johannesson, which I'm excited to see him grow through time. And then on the edges, you know, we got Parker Jacobs, Robert Morris at the defensive end. AJ's back from injury at another defensive end. And Michael Voidis, you know, is back. So, again, we got depth. And it's like anything else, you know. We're rolling those guys in plays, and, you know, going to see who rises to the top. You know, they you might start as a starter, but it's going to go down to who's holding up their gaps, who's making some TFLs, who's doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, I really love the progress that our defensive line has shown this summer, and I'm excited to see under the lights.
It's an area we need to get better, correct?
Yep.
And you believe you have, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You got some big bodies, 300-pounders. Then you got some speed rushers. You know, Steven Henderson's only a redshirt freshman. Deshaun Carter, now a sophomore.
Yeah.
It seems like you have a good mix of size and speed that you can utilize up
there.
Yeah,
and you need a lot of them. And we made sure we got a lot of them. You know, I think we got about 20 scholarship defensive linemen that, you know, at any time we feel comfortable we can put in there and play. And then the other area was just the secondary. And I thought, you know, where we are in the secondary, I feel really good about. But again, we've been going against each other so much, that's where we're excited to be able to go against different colored jerseys.
We'll get to that secondary. I feel like a linebacker, you have some experience, but that heart and soul is a guy we're going to talk to, Preston Zandier. I had two scrimmages. I walked in, first guy I saw was Preston on the sideline, chomping at the bit to get in there, and he wasn't able to go. How healthy is he? Is he ready to roll?
Yeah, he's good. He's good, and he wants back on the field. And, you know, really seeing development out of Mike Wells and Karsten Marshall. And another walk-on's playing a heck of a lot right now, Graydon Rollins. You're going to hear his name a lot, a redshirt freshman. Another one of those walk-ons that you're going to see play a lot of football here at Youngstown State in the next 4 years.
So Karsten Marshall, transfer from Iowa State, now in the program, you know, a couple years. You mentioned Preston. And I've talked to you in the past about Mike Wells. He's now a junior. Feel like he has moments.
Yeah.
And close to consistently getting there. Where is he now as a junior?
Oh, I think completely different.
Okay.
You know, attitude, motor. Football knowledge, you know, you're talking someone that thought he was going to be a basketball player.
Right. Great high school basketball
player.
I went to a basketball,
saw him play basketball. I'm like, yeah, we can make him into a player. And it's just like anyone that has developed at that position. You know, we had a great one a couple years ago, Alex Howard. And shoot, Alex only played 2 years, a year and a half here, because it took him that long to get on the field. For him to really, for the light to come on, to play as fast as you have to play. And I see that out of Mike each and every day now in practice that, you know, maybe last year, game one, I didn't see. Now I see it. And the light has come on, and, you know, I think we're going to see some great things from Mike.
You seem to have a mix in the secondary of some experience and some new faces back there. And you said you needed to get better back there, and you're always honest about it. Defensive line, secondary, you need to get better. Mm-hmm. You said defensive line. Talk about your secondary.
You know, the first is, you know, we have experience. Dathan Hickey didn't play last year. He got hurt the spring before, but, you know, came from Yale, was a grad from Yale, big, you know, physical safety that, you know, we're excited to see. You know, great leadership for our defense. You know, then you got Makai Shaheed.
Yep.
You know, that played a lot. You know, who else you have listed?
We've got, DJ Harris at one of the cornerback positions.
DJ, we moved him because we felt good at safety that we moved DJ to our corner. And, you know, DJ was a corner, but for us, had to play safety last year with the injury. And so we were able to move him and get him on the field at corner.
And Dane Hodge?
Dane Hodge has done a great job, came in from Tulsa, plays our star, our nickel almost, plays on the perimeter, very smart, has a great motor, playing hard, yep.
One scrimmage I came up to you, I think it was the first one we were talking in, Josiah Williams West, a freshman. I think he made like two plays in a row, break on the football, true freshman. Will he get playing time?
He will. We got a couple freshmen. I think our guys would say this freshman class was probably a little bit different, you know, than some. We had great length, great athleticism in this freshman class, the 29 that we brought in. But really what gave Josiah an advantage, you know, we had five mid-year freshmen. Mm-hmm. So they were able to get here in January, able to get here through spring football. You know, Baron White's another one of those. He wasn't here for spring, but another safety in that back end that adds a lot of value to us.
Coach, I don't know if we could ask for a better, you know, pair of place kickers, punter. Brendan Kilpatrick, local guy from Lakeview High School in Cortland, Ohio, and Andrew Laskova, now a junior. I mean, our place kicking and punting. But you have to feel good about that, don't you?
No, really do. You know, they've been here for a while. They know it. You know, Brendan, going into his last year, was the number one punter in FCS last year. Received that award. Went to the Ray guy.
Right.
Didn't get the Ray guy that went to the FBS guy, but he got the FCS one. You know, so feel great about both those guys and, you know, the competition that they have. And, you know, for us, you know, even Josh Wilkins, having him as a backup
right.
and helping us maybe with kickoff duties, you know, take some of the load off Andrew.
As we wrap up with you a bit on Mercyhurst, second year transitioning to FCS football, Northeast Conference. It's interesting, though, they're picked in the lower division in the conference, but their quarterback, Adam Urena, is picked to be the preseason player of the year in the Northeast Conference. You don't see that a lot out of a team that's not expected to compete with Duquesne and Robert Morris. What kind of quarterback are you going to face?
You know, and I saw they played Duquesne. That was a game I probably studied the most just because knew about Duquesne, you know, beat us last year, and those guys went toe-to-toe all the way to the end. But just, you know, he loves to throw, pocket passer. You know, he can get out of trouble if he needs to, but a great thrower, accurate, and you got to find ways to affect him. You know, you can't let him sit back there and just be comfortable because he'll pick you apart. And he goes to Ryland Davison, a receiver that's coming back that was preseason picked to be an all-league player in the NEC also.
And they have a running back, Brian Trobel, who's picked to be first-team all-conference. So it looks like they do have some pretty good skill, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. And I know they, just like us, you know, we probably had 40-some newcomers. They probably had 56 newcomers. So sometimes you don't know. You know, you can look at a depth chart, but you can't watch film and see all the new guys that they got. So, you know, it's going to be that first quarter is going to be filling each other out, you know, like a boxer. You know, you don't know what you're getting into. We got to figure it out, and then we got to go for 60 minutes.
Coach, as we close out, I mentioned, you know, offensive coordinator. You brought some other coaches in. Familiar name to the community is Mike Zordich, who was a great player here, played at Penn State, played in the NFL. Michael comes back, and a couple other changes coaching-wise. How have they all come together?
Really good. Really good. You know, Justin Haycock, if you know the Haycock name.
Right. John's
Justin.
Nephew?
Yeah, John's nephew, Jeff Haycock, who was a head coach, you know, down south for a long time at Muskingum for 30-some years. And, you know, Chris Perry, a local kid from Niles McKinley at wide receiver. And, shoot, I think we have a D-line coach for every defensive lineman. You know, we got Zach Bader coming over from Slippery Rock, Poland guy. Mm-hmm. You know, Sean Crable, if you remember that name.
That's right.
From Maslin, University of Michigan, played 5 years in the NFL, and he's working with our edge guys on the defense side. So it's like you go to individual in the D-line, they take up the whole field because there's so many different individuals going on with all those coaches.
You mentioned Crable, and again, we could close it out. Didn't he reach out to you just to maybe come down and volunteer, and you hired him? Is that the story?
He wants to coach.
Yeah.
Quit his job, burned his boats, and says, I want to coach and make nothing. Right now, you know, working for free to learn the job, and you got to respect that. And he's there every day working just like a full-time coach.
Coach, looking forward to a big season. Thursday night, all gets underway with Mercyhurst. We'll talk with two of those key players. They're going to have big years for us to get to where we want to get to, that being a make a run at a league title and also the playoffs. Mac Tomczak and also Preston Zandier when we come back. Thanks
Love
for your
it.
Time, Coach.
Thanks.
Go back with more after this on 1390.